Let's bring in Hank Goldberg here because we got to figure out how to bet your $5 on the Preakness, Jeremy. Hank, how are you? Scott and Jeremy here.
Scott and kind of a jerk. How you doing?
Well, that's the other guy.
That's Brian. That's our board operator, kind of a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Every show has to have one of those, right, Hank?
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Are you in town? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm out at the track.
Okay. What was your first Preakness, if I might ask?
Affirmed.
Oh, wow. You picked a good year, 78, right?
I was working with Jimmy the Greek at the time, and I came here with him and with the CBS group and had a great time because Jimmy was very close to Laz Barrera.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, Jimmy had a $100,000 bet with a guy, with a bookmaker from Miami, where they had swapped Affirmed against Saladar in the Triple Crown races. And Jimmy cashed the bet, and the bookmaker got caught taking it and went to jail.
Wow, you got to write that book.
Yeah, you know something. I had dinner with a couple of guys last night who told me it's about time I sat down and wrote it.
I'd buy it. I would buy it, Hank.
See, me personally, when I think of Jimmy the Greek, I think of all the football stuff. And Hank, how was your relationship with him? You know, through the times that you work with him and horse racing, would you say he was better at that than handicapping football, or can you decipher between the two?
Well, it's hard to tell how Jimmy was at handicapping football because after you heard his pick, you weren't sure who he had.
Yeah.
But he always told you he had the right side, you know. But I'll tell you something. When he won at the racetrack, everybody knew it because he had this habit of standing up and hold it fast in the winning tickets and screaming so everybody around him could hear, and he'd yell, "That's me!
That's me!"
And, well, I'll tell you one of the classic Jimmy the Greek stories. He was working for CBS. They were doing the Haskell, and somehow they left his microphone open during the call of the race.
Uh-oh.
And you could hear during the stretch run while the race is being called, and you could hear Jimmy's voice in the background going, "Come on. One time for the Greek. Come on, one time for the Greek." It was classic. But, you know, I spent 2 years with Jimmy, traveling with him, working on his football stuff with him during the football season. And every Friday night, we were in New York, and we would have dinner with Walt Michaels, who was coaching the Jets at the time. And Jimmy went back with Walt a long time because Walt was from Ohio, and Jimmy was from Ohio, And I think Jimmy, through his connections with Bear Bryant, had helped Walt get into Kentucky. And so they had a long-lasting relationship and a friendship. And so we'd go over all the games. And he was a great help to Jimmy. And so, you know, Jimmy would, we would prepare all the information that went behind the picks. And, you know, Jimmy would go through, you know, different things like the difference in quarterbacking, offensive line play, defensive line play, special teams, and then he'd come up with an intangible, and then he'd make the pick. And, you know, Jimmy had a pretty good opinion. And horse racing, Jimmy knew how to manage money.
Cash any winners yet today?
I cashed the first bet I made all day, and that's been it.
Hey, Baffert's telling me yesterday, I said, "Do you have anybody in the black-eyed Susan?" He goes, "No, I could have got the entry in on Tuesday, and it was Monday, and I really liked my horse, but I was a day late and a dollar short." So I guess
there's only five going in the black-eyed Susan.
Oh, I didn't realize the field was that small. Let's switch over to the Preakness, and Animal Kingdom ran a nice Derby, but he didn't scare anybody apparently because I think it's only the first full field and second full field in the last 16, 17 years of the Preakness. He didn't scare him away, I guess.
I think the last full field they had was in 2003. There are 14 going, and I think it's an interesting race. You have all the speed horses together in posts 4 through 8. Maybe Baffert's horse is going to try to go to the front too, and he'll be outside of them. But you've got, you know, Dance City, who I think is going to be a big speed factor. That's Kletcher's horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the three outstanding closers in posts 9 through 11. you know, Mucho Macho Man and Bob Lynn, and then there's the Derby winner, Animal Kingdom in Post 11. I think that sets up to be a real jockey's race. You know, Velasquez is going to be riding, out of Post 11, Animal Kingdom, and he's got an edge because he'll be able to watch the race unfold in front of him. There's one horse that I'm taking a look at that I'm going to use in my gimmicks, and that's Astrology, who's trained by Steve Asmussen.
Right.
He's looked real good since he got here. He has a foundation as a two-year-old, which most of these horses don't have because he ran five times. And he was going to win the Derby, but he got sick and missed a lot of training time. So they booked him for this race. And he's been training well, and he's never been worse than third. And he's always in contention. And Steve Asmussen, the trainer, has won two of the last four Preaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a local tie. I was just going to say, Hank, there's a local tie there too. George Bolton, one of the owners, is a Baltimore guy, so there he'll have some people pulling for him.
Well, he also, I think, is going to have Mike Smith on him, who, is a Hall of Fame rider, and I think he merits a little bit of an investment.
Hank, give me your thoughts on the Derby, because the pace was so slow, like record slow. How much do you make out of the way that race set up because of that?
Well, I think this race will be different. One thing about Dialed In, all of his wins have come against pace or three-quarter, where the first three-quarters of a mile have been run in less than 1:11. So I think that's key. If this race is run in the first six furlongs are running less than 1:11, I think it benefits him.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
so far in the early betting, by the way, he's 5-2, and Animal Kingdom was 7-2.
And Nick Zito and the Connections got a little extra on the table there for Dialed In with that $5.5 million bonus.
Yeah, I asked Nick, where is there more pressure, cash or prestige? And he says that his owner would rather have the trophy, but Nick says that he gets $500,000 if the horse wins, and that pays a lot of bills.
Yeah, you can buy some nice trophies for $500,000, right?
Yeah, you can buy any trophy you want.
Talking to Hank Goldberg here on the Scott Garceau Show. Of course, you've heard him on ESPN, on SportsCenter plenty of times. And Hank, any real live long shots coming up tomorrow? Anybody you think could really pull out this?
Well, I think Astrology is going to be a good price. He should be on 12, at least 12-1. The other one is Dance City, who was getting some early money because he's got speed. In the Arkansas Derby, he ran third. But he's got speed that looks like it'll carry, and he's going to be, up close to the front in this race. So, those are the two newcomers, and both of them, they have something in common. They both had illnesses that kept them out of the all legs of the Triple Crown. Neither one of them ran in the Derby, and they're fresh, and, I would look for one of those two.
Hey, Hank, do you make anything out of Animal Kingdom vanning in about an hour and a half away on race day?
No, I don't think so. I think Graham Ocean knows what he's doing.
He's pretty good, yeah.
The horse is comfortable out there, and, he'll van in and just, in plenty of time to get used to the surroundings here, and he'll just, go out and run his race. And one thing about him is that, he's unaccustomed to running on dirt, doesn't seem to matter. His
right.
First race on dirt, he won the Kentucky Derby.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, Hank, I just want...
By the way, he came out of the race pretty fresh. But, I was talking to Jerry Bailey about that this morning, and Jerry said, you don't know how fresh he is until he gets into the next race.
Mm-hmm.
They all say he looks great.
Yeah, right.
And he seems to be... the race didn't take anything out of him. Well, he had 6 weeks off between races, and now he's coming back after 2 weeks. And while they say that he didn't exert himself all that much, he came back in great shape. We'll see when he's tested. You won't know that until he has to make that stretch run again, how fresh he really is.
Hank, last year you invited me out to come learn how to actually do this, the whole handicapping part, because I'm so curious when it comes to horses, what you look at. But unfortunately for me, I had to have all my wisdom teeth taken out last year, I think 2 days after we had you on. But what do you look at first when you're handicapping a race? I mean, is it trainer? Is it the horse, the jockey, history, the track? I mean, there's just so many things that go into it.
Well, I look at past performances. I like to see how the horse is coming up to a race. But, you know, it's become difficult with the Triple Crown because the last 5 years, all the old tenets that applied to Triple Crown races have been ignored. And, you know, the last five winners of the Kentucky Derby have only had two prep races, and that used to be, you know, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of these horses are lightly raced, and that makes these races even more unpredictable. But, you know, something I have a rule. I don't think there's any value in betting Animal Kingdom if he's 2-1 or less after he went off at 20-1 his last race. You know, he just figures to, you know, bounce a little bit off that effort. I don't care how fresh they say he is. So I'm looking to beat him at 2-1. You know, I missed the boat on 20-1.
Uh-huh.
But I think that Dialed In is a definite threat to win here, particularly if they have, well, you know, more pace. I'll tell you another horse who's Mucho Macho Man is very consistent. He's training well, and he's looked very good since he got here. But again, you know, he's been fairly active, and you know, he's had four races since the beginning of the year, but it doesn't seem to bother him. Kathy Ritvo's done a great training job with that horse.
Nice story with her, too, with the heart transplant recipient 2.5 years ago. Hank, give me your 1, 2, 3 before we let you run. Who do you like?
I'm going to go for Dialed In. I think Mucho Macho Man hits the board. And I'm going to go with Dance City to hit the board and Astrology. And I'm going to throw in the Derby winner. I'm going to make a 5-horse box. I might go for $240 on a $10 box and take my chances because I think you're going to get paid. The betting will be pretty well spread out.
Hank, good talking to you. Thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate it.
Okay, great to be on with you guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy your stay in
Baltimore.
By the way,
Baltimore, I still love Baltimore. It's a great place to visit.
All right, love at first sight since 1978, right, Hank?
Yeah, I've been coming here a long time. Well, I used to come here with the Dolphins when I was broadcasting their games.
That's
too,
true,
so.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Hank. Appreciate it.
All right. Be well, guys.
Okay, the Hammer, Hank Goldberg.